gushing around. And, yes, and arriving absolutely shattered, and after the class I'd come out and I think, do you know, I feel all right. It's a remarkable difference.
Did it help your friend with agoraphobia?
I believe it did to a certain degree, but she said that she couldn't remember the moves, and so we said, OK, well, practice balance at home. She's vastly improved these days anyway. I'd have to ask her to give you a definitive answer.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, we've got a class that you're going to be taking later on this afternoon,
yes.
And we've got some early arrivals for the class. One of the people I'm going to get to have a quick word with now is Jill. Jill, how long have you been coming to the classes?
Oh, what a question. About 4 months.
4 months?
About 4 months,
and
yes.
How have you found them? What sort of benefit have they been so that you keep coming back?
Well, I'm probably the most screwed up person that you can imagine. And I came...
I hope you mean physically, not mentally here.
Certainly physically. And came here because we were organising it. I came along, said, right, now come along, we'll go and work with Chris. And we're trying to develop more activities in Barrow for all age groups. And so we've got this group, and I come here, and after working for 40 minutes of the so-called warm-up, I am floating. And you have never seen a group of women who can chatter as much as this lot. And they will work with Chris for nearly an hour in silence. It's remarkable.
Well, he's a man with many powers then, clearly. And what I'm going to do after a little break is I'm going to get Chris to teach me some moves. So come back later and we'll see how I get on.
So, earlier today, over in Barrow-on-Trent, in the Village Hall, BBC Radio Derby's Ian Williams went out to find out all about Tai Chi. Now, he's got the basics. It's now time to have a go.
Now, earlier on, Chris Lewis, who's the Tai Chi instructor that I'm with here at the Village Hall in Barrow, was giving me a bit of background, etc., into Tai Chi. So, this time, we're going to get some moves. First of all, Chris, just to say, you do a class here and it's kind of all age ranges, all abilities, yes?
Yes, not children, but the ages of the ladies. Well, I don't know.
You can't ask, can you?
Answer that. You've got me in a corner, haven't you? But there's a wide range, shall we put it like that. And it is suitable for people of all ages. Sometimes you have to adapt for people. Maybe they've got a bad knee and can't do a turn the same way. So we adapt as necessary for the individual.
Now, earlier, just before we started this, you showed me one move just to prove that although it looks very smooth, graceful, and maybe even easy to the eye, it's not really, is it? You were showing me a move, kind of just a change of posture, which actually you can really feel almost straight away.
Mm. Well, yes, that was something called standing like a tree, and it is a system of exercise which you don't move in, actually. It sounds self-contradictory, but actually, as you felt, I'm sure, within a few minutes of that, you would really know that you were working.
Yes, you take me through that again.
OK. If you have your feet about a shoulder width apart, relax your knees a touch. Don't have them locked tight.
Yeah, knees slightly bent, just over the feet, yeah.
Keep them in line with the feet. Tilt your hips very slightly so you're tucking your backside under the base of your spine, just a bit. These are all small movements. I'd like you to have a small space under your armpits.
As if I'm holding something under my arm,
as
yes.
As if you've got a cherry tomato under each arm and you don't want to drop it, OK? Have an imaginary cord come down from the ceiling to attach to the centre of your head, directly between the ears. Allow it to lift you a tiny bit, maybe a quarter of an inch or so. Don't strain to do it. Just relax with it. Bring your chin back in gently. That's it. Now, one final thing. Put the tip of your tongue up against the roof of your mouth, behind your Bugs Bunny teeth. Now, I appreciate you can't leave it there because you need to talk.
I've got to open my mouth again, Chris.
Okay, that's it.